This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. West African leaders will hold a summit on the crisis in Niger Thursday after the country's military rulers defied an ultimatum to restore the elected government or face possible military intervention. In the United States, the State Department announced it has suspended aid to Niger, but says there is still an opportunity for the junta to restore the elected government peacefully. Here is State Department spokesman Matthew Miller.
With respect to President Bazoum, we remain in touch with President Bazoum. Officials from the State Department spoke to him earlier today. We had conversations with him over the weekend. The Secretary talked to him last week. We remain in contact with other leaders in the region as well. The Secretary spoke with the French Foreign Minister over the weekend about how to successfully resolve the situation and restore the constitutional order.
Around 13,000 people have been told to temporarily leave their homes in western Germany in the city of Dusseldorf after a Second World War-era U.S. bomb was found, according to firefighters there. The one-ton U.S. bomb was to be defused overnight after it was discovered during work in the area near the city zoo. The ground in German cities remains riddled with unexploded ordnance that is regularly discovered on construction sites 78 years after the Second World War. U.S. President Joe Biden signed legislation on Monday implementing the U.S. and Taiwan's 21st Century Trade Initiative, issuing a statement saying certain sections of the law raise constitutional concerns. Provisions that would mandate that Congress see the text while negotiations were ongoing. The Biden administration says they'll deal with that later. This is VOA News. In Nigeria, members of the Association of Resident Doctors recently embarked on a strike action to demand better working conditions and now plan daily protests and picketing at the offices of the Ministry of Health, the head of the civil service, and some federal and state health institutions across the country. The picketing will begin on Wednesday, according to Dr. Innocent Orji, the president of the Nigerian Association of Resident Doctors.
They are going ahead to issue directives to the chief medical director to begin to victimize our members who have joined the strike.
Some Nigerians are calling on the striking doctors to give the government time to meet their demands, but the doctors say they've already done that. The British government on Monday raised potential national security concerns from the French state-owned utility EDF's deal to buy General Electric's nuclear turbine business, ordering the companies to meet certain security needs. EDF's bid to acquire the GE steam power business from the U.S. conglomerate was cleared by Britain's antitrust regulator in May after an initial investigation. Tens of thousands of youngsters will be evacuated from the campsite of the World Scout Jamboree in South Korea to get them out of the way of a looming typhoon, according to organizers. They Monday announced days after the hundreds fell ill in soaring temperatures. They are now dealing with this. Here's Reuters' Fiona Jones.
The storm is the latest headache for the Jamboree's planners, which began last Tuesday amid one of the worst heat waves to hit South Korea in years. The heat caused hundreds of scouts to fall ill, triggering complaints from parents. The British and US contingents have already left the campsite. The Americans are due to stay at a US Army base and the British at hotels in the capital, Seoul.
That is Reuters' Fiona Jones. Hiroshima held its 78th Peace Memorial ceremony this weekend to mark the day an atomic bomb was dropped on that city. Officials criticized the growing support for nuclear weapons as a deterrence due to the fear of another attack amid Russia's war on Ukraine. Hiroshima hosted the G7 summit meeting in May when the group's leaders visited a peace park and a museum dedicated to those who died in the world's first atomic attack. Hiroshima's mayor said that leaders around the world need to face up to the fact that the theory of nuclear deterrence has failed. Tesla finance chief Zachary Kirkhorn has stepped down, surprising analysts who considered him to be the successor to Elon Musk. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.